Thank you for downloading. The Knicks Finest podcast is brought to you by the Behind the Bench Networks and produced by John David Entertainment.
On the drive, back out to Lynn. Lynn to Shumpert. Shumpert, pull-up jump shot. Back to Wilco, Chandler to rebound. And the Knicks will hold it for the final shot as the 24-second clock is shut off. Mike D'Antoni won't call timeout and let the Raptors set up their D. The crowd on its feet here at the Air Canada Center. Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown! And the Knicks take the lead! Amazing here at the Air Canada Center.
Yo, I'm a Knick.
What?
Thank you for messing with the Knicks Finest podcast. As always, you got your host, JD. And as always with me, I got my man, LB from Queens. LB, say what's up.
Yo, what's good, Queens? What's good?
And as always, we have the illustrious 8-Ball. 8-Ball, say what's up to the people.
What's up?
And we ain't playing basketball no more. That's what's up. I got some topics we can cover today, but I'm gonna just talk. I mean, we just gonna have a conversation. What is up with Knicks fans that I'm seeing? Well, let me not even call them Knicks fans. What's up with these guys out here acting like us leaving the playoffs is like the worst disappointment? We got to get rid of Randle. We got to do this and that. Where's all this coming from?
People that don't know basketball, young boys that don't know no better.
I read some of this stuff, man. I'm like, are you crazy?
I laugh at it, bro. These are guys that was born in 1995, bro. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel you.
These are guys that was born when O.J. Simpson, Bronco, came on a damn news station.
Yeah. He was watching the fights. I'm like sitting there. I'm like, come on, man. Like, are you crazy, man? We weren't even supposed to be nowhere this year. We're about 2 years ahead of schedule. On this rebuild, about 2 years ahead of schedule, and everybody, I bet you don't want to give Julius a max now. I bet you don't want to do this.
But he's not going to get a max.
I don't think he'll get one. I don't think he'll get one. But it's not because it's not because he's trash.
It's not a bad thing.
It actually helps the team. You know, but it's not like he can't ask for it. If he asks for one, is that ridiculous? No.
But the thing, I understand. You know, people are. I mean, I don't understand, but I get it. Like, you know, they're mad that he didn't perform well in the playoffs. I mean,
I get it.
He looked horrible. I mean, even though the double team, like,
the whole squad looked horrible, to be honest.
They looked bad, man. That whole series, the worst move I felt, and I brought that up on the show, was them benching Peyton. That shouldn't have never happened. Because that bench is what won our games, you know? But
you need to hear no day. You understood why he did it, though, right?
No, I didn't because the only thing I thought was that he probably wanted more offense because Durant was getting doubled. But you just gotta talk to Peyton. Listen, man, give us 10 points, give us 8 points because this game is, I seen him be aggressive, you know.
Yeah, he can give you 10.
He can give you some points, so you gotta talk him up. You know what I mean? Hey, bro, give me 10 points. Go be aggressive to the rack. You six? What is he? 6'4", 6'5", guard.
Yeah.
Trae Young is 6'1".
Big, too. He's big and strong, too.
Yeah, I mean, they had to come and listen. We're going to put you in the post. Do something. Do some damage, Trae. But
the reason he did that is because we weren't getting anything out of Peyton defensively, so he figured Burks can be the backup. And so that pushes Rose to the front, and, you know, we can come up, get out to better starts. But we see how that worked out.
Yeah,
it was just Rose out there by himself.
Yeah, that's why we needed him on the bench.
Yeah, Rose with that second unit would have been sick.
Let me just say this. I had to applaud Derrick Rose for everything he's done, for him coming over, for him, you know, mentoring the young boys. Man, where would we be without that guy, man? First of all, what a hell of a trade. We got that for Dennis Smith Jr. Hell of a trade.
No backsies.
You know, like, wow.
No backsies.
So we got a lot to do. We got a lot to do when we got a 32 going on 33, three-time removed ACL surgery guy that was the leading scorer. We got a lot to do. But I'm not mad. It's like, it's a learning adjustment. We know what we got to do. We just got to, like, build from that. Hopefully, Randall can learn from his playoff mishaps.
And RJ. RJ, too.
Yeah, RJ.
Unless you got to work on that other hand, man. You keep going left. You got to work on the right.
Both of them.
I heard somebody say Tibbs got to take both of them this summer and tape up their right hand and tape up their left hand and make them do the whole summer with their right hand.
Yeah, both that's what Randall Steve and Barrett. Yeah. They're going to have to figure it out. They got it. But I don't know. I'm surprised Randall didn't work on that already, because that is true. He's always been going left. He's do that spin move to the left. Oh, but, but you know, it is what it is. My thing is, you know, we had a good season. He had a breakout season. So it's something to build on. Let's just see what this is going to be. A very, very interesting off-season.
Sometimes I get nervous. There's too many options. Yeah. Too many. The Knicks have too many options right now. We don't know which way this will go. But what I wanted to do, man, I want to go through the roster and give everybody a grade for the season. Should I start from the top or the bottom?
Are we talking about the whole season, including the playoffs, or just regular season?
No, the whole season, including the playoffs, the whole Nick tenure.
It don't matter, bottom or top. Start.
All right, let's start with the bottom. Jarrett Harper.
Plead the fifth.
Okay.
Don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that. Yeah, we don't know about him.
I get a man. I give him a grade. I give him a C.
For what?
Because the Knicks was cutting people like crazy, and for some reason he hung on. There's something he's doing right. We just ain't see it because they ain't put him on the court. But he's still here. I mean, he's doing something. He's cooking somebody somewhere.
He gets no grade. Not for me anyway. No grade.
All right.
I think, you know, no grade though.
I don't have nothing for him because he didn't play. So
you was a fan of his too. Like, yeah, you wanted to see him.
You could be a fan and not grade him.
Okay, fair enough. Theo Pinson.
Go ahead, Abel.
I'm giving him an A.
For what?
I give him an A for his role. That man is the best hype man in the league.
Look what that got
us. I'm not great.
No, yeah, guys, to the fourth seed. He's a number one hype man in the league.
If that's the case, I need to call Flavor Flav the GOAT.
Yeah. All right. I like Theo. If they should resign, I want to see him win. I want to see them resign him to like a vet min or something like that. To be like,
he's
oh new, shit, look what
he's
he
the
did.
New Herb. Listen, he's yeah. the new Herb Williams. He's the new Herb Williams.
Herb Williams just in the building. You don't even know who he worked for, but he's there. He's on the sideline.
Popcorn. He's selling popcorn or something.
Herb, he's in there. Herb, he got a job, though.
Herb got a job.
All right. Next man, Norvell Pell. 10-day contract. Signed for the rest of the year.
No grade. All right.
Yeah, no grade.
No grade. Right.
Kevin Knox.
I'll give him a B.
You give him a B?
A D.
Okay, D.
I copy that grade, D.
So do I. I copy that grade. Do we need to explain?
Nope.
Mm-mm. I mean, how could anybody disagree?
Okay. Nope. D. You're lucky you don't get a damn F.
All right. Taj Gibson.
I'll give him a B.
A B?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, remember, these grades are relative to the roles they play on the team. How well did they play their role on the team? That's kind of what I'm good.
I give him a C-.
I give him an A-. Being that
no,
he's
on no, an A-, but I'll give him a B.
A-? What the fuck? What?
I
give him an A-, because Taj Gibson is our third string power forward. He's a third string center. And he wound up being a starter on the playoff team. That's incredible. And we got him off the street. Huh?
Because we had nobody else. He had to play.
But how did he play? Well, even though we had nobody else, he outplayed Noel. in some instances. I mean, this guy, he was called on to start, bro. Like, for somebody to get called in off the street in the middle of the season, come in here, all right, you're just going to be the OG. You're going to be our Udonis Haslam. You're going to sit on the end of the bench. You're going to mentor our young. And it's like, all right, we got an injury. We need you to play backup to Nerlens. And then to when the games that matter the most, we needed him more. Like, that's a lot.
I think he did what he had to do at his skill set. To give him an A-minus, dude had to average 10 and 10. For you to give him an A-minus, I mean, listen, that's your grade. I should say me. I mean, he did good for what he can do.
For what he is, yeah. That's
I don't see that no A, though, but I give him a B.
You give him a B?
I give him a B. I can't give him a B.
I'm not mad at the B. I'm not giving it.
What'd you give?
I'm giving him a C, C minus.
Oh, you're so mean, bro.
No, it's fair. Fair. It's fair.
This nigga had no gas left by the end of the season, bro. He was sucking fair. Wind crazy.
He gets a fair grade. He gets a fair grade for me. Nothing bad. Nothing good, though.
Next man up, Elfrid Payton.
Uh-oh.
I give him a C. I give him a C.
You must like him.
See, he did his job.
What job?
No.
We made it to fourth round, bro. He was a starting point guard. What do you mean?
Yeah, but he was
a starting point guard. You can't. He did. He was the starting point guard.
Now, if you're the starter and you're the first one to sit, I mean, it's not like.
But they that put was a rotation.
But
that
he wasn't starting because of his. He was starting in the beginning of the season, yes, but. By the end, he wasn't starting because of his skill or his contribution.
Yeah.
He was starting for continuity, familiarity.
In the beginning of the season, he was playing well. Y'all forgot? Y'all
remember? No. I showed my love for Peyton last week. I ain't forget, but I've just seen the guy diminish week after week after week.
He was no help.
I get it. That's why I said a C. I said he played his role. He played his role.
See? Yeah, well, you know what? I did say it was for the totality of the year, so I could see that. I'll probably go with a C as well.
Yeah, he played his role.
I'm going to C minus because he was a no. The playoffs gives him that C minus for me because he did nothing in the fucking playoffs. Nothing.
Well, none of them did. None of them did. He didn't even get a chance except for that first two games.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard. If you pull a guy 2 minutes after the tip-off, it's hard to get some momentum going, some, you know what I'm saying, like rhythm or anything. So I don't think the playoffs was totally on him. Plus, by the time the playoffs came around, everybody hated him anyway. And don't let these Knicks tell you they don't hear that noise that the fans say. They hear that shit. So it's like it's hard to suit up for a team where the entire fan base hates you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he was hearing all that, but that's all right. He ain't got to worry about it no more because I don't think he's coming back.
I'm not mad at Peyton.
I know he ain't coming back. Yeah, I wouldn't come back either. But he's good. He did his thing. It is what it is. I can't see. So,
all right. Next man up, Frankie Figgs, Frank Ntilikina.
Who's it on? Me or?
See.
I know, right?
A minus, bro. Talk to him, A-ball, man. Come on.
Anyway, I'll give him a D. Y'all out your damn minds. I see. Where does Frank get to get a C? Hold up. You give Peyton a C minus, but you give Frank a C?
Listen,
well,
you're right. I'm trying to figure that out. That's mind boggling.
My bad, brother. I respect you, my brother. You're right.
I'm just tripping. Like what?
I wasn't thinking right.
You should definitely.
What y'all talking about? The Knicks are nowhere without Frank.
Yo, you remember what Mink said. I just said that to get you mad.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all remember the mean mug Frank on that air one? Come on, bro.
Yeah, okay. Frank, I'm out of here.
That wasn't enough. All right. Look who comes up. Luka Vildoza, N.A.
Oh, we don't know yet.
He didn't play for it. He didn't even practice with us. Nerlens Noel.
I give Noel's a I give him a C plus, B minus. B minus, C plus.
What?
Oh.
What? Was,
this guy covered for Mitch real well.
Bro,
he did, but he was you gotta understand something. Listen, you gotta understand something. That's why I said C minus, B minus, C plus. It's like all he covered, but what did he do? He wasn't giving us points, he was giving us blocks. He was a threat but that's
bro, it. We don't make that fourth seed without Norman's Noel.
Why don't you say that?
You can say that with a lot of people.
You can't say that.
Well, I mean, not a lot of people. What a lot of people.
All he did was block. Bro, what did he do? All he did was block shots. He was just blocking shots.
Game saving block shots.
We don't know. Come on. It was no damn game. We don't know if it was a game.
Mike, what he did.
He got, and other than that, he doesn't even rebound, bro.
I'm giving it, well, he gets a B minus for me.
He doesn't even rebound.
He gets a B minus from me. That was a great cover.
I give him a C plus. I'm gonna go fucking with C plus because that's right. I forgot he don't give us no points, really, and he don't give us no rebounds to be a 6'11". No, can't do it.
I give him top five in blocks.
He can have that. I'm
gonna give him the same grade. LB gave him a B minus. Not that, I mean, I respect what he did all year to take over the way he did and everything. And I can see why he blocked shots. And it's the same reason I give him a B minus. His hands are trash, bro. Like, he cannot catch a ball, bro. He can't catch an alley. He can't catch a rebound. He can't catch a pass. Everything goes off his hands. That's probably why he blocked shots so well. Other than that, And I don't like, you know, he had a lot of injuries and he built like a matchstick and falls a lot and stuff like that. Those are my knocks on him. But I like his heart. I like how he defends the rim. Like, the rim is closed. If you think you're just gonna drive in and do all your shit, you're gonna meet Noel at that rim and you're gonna lose. So I respect that. But I needed more rebounds. I need a little bit more finishing around the rim, and I need him to. I don't know. He need to get one of the things from Rite Aid or Walgreens, some little hand grippers.
I don't know.
Grip how y'all that shit for like all summer.
I don't know how y'all give somebody a B who, if you have somebody that weighs 230 pounds, he gets destroyed. Anybody that's more than 230 pounds, he gets destroyed. He's not even he doesn't do anything.
That's
just, so y'all are giving this man a B. I can't even see just because he blocks shots.
No, over his performance, man. He held down the paint.
I got that. But I'm saying to you, in the thick of things, if we're talking about his performance, that's why I say, how does just blocking shots give you a B?
It wasn't just blocking shots. He played good defense.
What else did he do?
He got to alter shots, and he's got to play defense.
He doesn't play D. He just blocked shots.
I think you're undermining his
contribution. Wait, what defense does Noel's play?
The altered shots.
That's defense. Altering shots and blocking shots is defense.
All right. Well, yes, y'all. People. I don't know what these cats is doing, but like I said, he ain't no damn B. Hell no. Come on, man. Okay. A B?
I gave him a B minus.
Actually, I can't wait till y'all hear what Mitch is then. Man. Okay. Oh, right. I can't wait to hear Mitch. What should I say for him?
Next man up, Reggie Bullock.
I give him a B.
Is that right?
Wow.
Reggie Bullock was...
B-. Ask him why he gives Reggie a B.
Why he give Reggie a B?
Because Reggie's the starting shooting guard, small forward, on a four-ring team, and he shot over 40% from three.
Okay.
He didn't start the whole season.
I didn't say that. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm giving you stats.
What's the stats?
I just told you. He shot over 40% from three, and he was the starting shooting guard or small forward.
But what did he average? What else did he average?
I just told you what it was.
More averages. Give me more averages.
I don't care about the average. What was he there for? Wait, how many points he averaged?
You need the stats to solidify your grade, but I asked for more stats. You can't give me more.
But wait, what more do you need? I just gave you.
What do you mean? What more? I want more. Give me more. Being that you
want. What do you want? What do you want?
Who did he average double digits?
He wasn't even a second or third option.
Did he average double digits?
He did.
Bro, he's.
I'm just asking. 10, 11?
10.9.
Okay.
He shot 41% from three. He averaged 10 points.
I told you, over 40% from three. He did his job.
So you think he overachieved?
I think he could have did better from what I've seen him do on other teams. He could have had a better season, but it is what it is. I'll give him a B.
So Trae Young embarrassing him for 4 or 5 games, that doesn't factor into your grade?
No, Trae Young embarrassed everybody, bro. Okay. Look what he did to Ben Simmons. Come on. Trey's a problem.
He didn't do it to Ben Simmons, by the way. He did it to Danny Green.
No, he did it to Ben Simmons, too. He got him in foul trouble.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't watch it? They put it under half. Right. They put Ben Simmons on him at the half.
Oh, at the half? Oh,
okay, after the first half, Ben Simmons was on him, and he got him in foul trouble.
Okay. Yo, there's something going on. I need to talk about Atlanta in around the league. I got a problem with Atlanta. But, okay, so you gave Reggie Bullock, a B?
A B.
What you give him, LB?
C.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a B as well.
You said a C. So
I'm gonna give him a B because of how important he became. In the beginning of the season, they were treating him like Peyton. To be honest, trade Reggie.
Yeah, he was horrible. He was horrible.
Terrible. But look how he ended the season though. This guy was an invaluable piece. Like. He guarded he was our number one perimeter defender. Oh, and when that three was on, he was the main guy giving Julius outside help. So Reggie became he really came into his own choice when we needed him the most. So shout out to Reggie Bullock.
He guarded the other team's best player.
Best player, yeah. So I'll give him a B for that. But next man up, Alec Burks.
I give Burks a C minus. I give him a C+.
Okay. LB, what you give him? Alec Burks.
B minus.
Okay.
Maybe B. Depending on what day you're at.
I'm giving, for me, and I know here y'all come, I'm giving Alec Burks an A-. I'm giving my man an A-. When we signed Alec Burks, I did not give a fuck. I could care less. I was like, oh, there's a roster filler. This nigga came in and was closing games for us. There's games he won for us. He was not supposed to be what he was for the Knicks this year. He was not supposed to be that. He was supposed to be just a roster filler. And
no, that wasn't true.
That's how I saw him. The Knicks signed Alec Burks. I'm like, okay, who else? That was my reaction.
Burks was good. Burks was good because Burks was good when he was playing for Golden State. Remember, he averaged almost 17 points with when he was playing with Stephen Curry. That's why the Knicks signed him, because he could shoot.
Yeah, but I didn't expect him to start. I didn't expect him to play much. I was just like, okay, he's coming from Utah with his boy, with the coach we got from over there. Was it Johnny Bryant? I was like, okay, they're doing him a favor, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But when he actually got on the court, I mean, he was far from just a filler player. This guy actually closed games that Julius couldn't close. I mean,
yeah, my thing with him is why I can't give him a B like I give to Bullock. Bullock stayed on the floor more. Burks was hurt a lot. And he was inconsistent. Who wasn't?
Burks wasn't hurt a lot.
Burks was hurt a lot. He was out with that ankle for a minute. He missed like 16 games.
Burks didn't miss like 16 games.
When he that ankle injury?
Yeah, he did.
16?
He missed a lot of games. He missed about 2 to 3 weeks. Could have been more. I remember. At least.
Let me see.
And then he got hurt again.
Yeah.
Alec Burks played 49 games.
Yeah, out of 72.
Out of 72, you're right. I didn't even notice that. How you missed so many games?
I just did with the angle. He was out for a minute with the angle. That was damn near the beginning of the season.
It was at one point we was asking, where the hell is Zach Burke at?
Yeah, I thought he was gone like 3 weeks.
No.
That's why you know, going for a minute, man. Yo,
listen, A ball right. That's why you can't give him no A minus.
Yeah.
You can't miss 15 games to get an A minus, bro.
Mm-mm. No way.
No way.
Can't do it.
You know what an A minus is?
Yeah, he missed 23 games.
Yeah.
I gotta recant. I didn't know he missed that much.
Mm-hmm. I knew.
I did not know he missed that many games.
So I can't give him no B. I give it to Bullock, but I can't because he stayed.
I'll give him a B because I think his role was huge, man.
Yeah, I think his role was huge. When he played, that's it. So he wasn't consistent.
Well, when he came back, he had to find rhythm. But even after that,
he still wasn't consistent.
Yeah, even when he had rhythm, he wasn't consistent.
He wasn't consistent. He would give you 27 and give you 7. Like, come on.
True.
Can't do that, bro.
And off the bench.
And you coming off the bench? Oh, no.
Okay. Fair enough. I still give him a B, man. I like Alec Burks. You think he should come back?
I'll bring him back.
I'll trade him when we can get a Lillard. But I know we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. All right. Mitchell Robinson. I give him an NA. He played well in the beginning, but
no grade.
I'll give him a C.
Give him a C.
See? Okay. I'm not mad at that.
He stayed hurt too.
I can't give him a grade. He missed too much games.
Man. All right. Let's go to our man, Manuel, quickly.
I give Manuel a B. B minus.
I'm going to give him a B.
I give him a B as well.
Sometimes I watch him and he played too much. Like, yo, win this fucking game. Stop all the antics. I know you're trying to get fouls. You're a rookie. You're not going to get that call.
Yeah, B for me, too.
All right, next man up, our other rookie, Obi Toppin.
I give Obi Toppin a C+.
C plus for me, too.
I agree with that. I'll give him that plus. I'll give him a C+. I wish he was just more aggressive to look at the rim and follow his shot. Just offensively, just be more aggressive. He looks timid out there sometimes, but he started to come off that in the playoffs and towards the end of the year. So,
and that's what's important. He was doing it in the playoffs. That right there was a kicker for me. He wasn't doing it in the regular season. He was doing it in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he's letting people know, yo, I'm a big game player.
Yeah, and he played. I said, wow. I was like, okay, Obi. And he wasn't afraid to shoot. So he shot
those shots with confidence, man, like he'd been there before.
I'll give it to him. That's big. Playoffs, to do it in the playoffs is big.
All right, next man up, Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah, I give the A.
An A? That's your man.
That's my dude.
Derrick Rose, I give him an A minus.
I don't know how you give him an A minus. How? Because he had COVID?
No, not because he had COVID.
A minus is a good grade.
Yeah, it's a good grade. He doesn't have the. He's just too old to do it as long as he wants to. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna give Alec Burks marks because he misses games, you got to give Derrick Rose marks because he's just old and he can't carry this team the way he wants to.
But that wasn't his, that's not his job. That's not what he was here for, though. That's my thing. He wasn't here to carry the team. So how could you guard him, grade him on that?
But what was he here for?
To come off the bench.
That's it? Just come off the bench?
As the point guard, yes.
This shit, man. Quickly got an A+. He came off the bench with the best of them.
Who? I didn't give him no A+.
I'm talking about production, man. You can't just come off the bench and get an A.
Like, you got an A.
I'm just saying, you gave Rose an A. I'm just saying, like, yeah, he wasn't perfect.
What's wrong with an A?
Ain't nothing wrong with an A minus.
But how is he an A minus? The man came off the bench and performed.
What grade did you give
him? Okay.
An A.
So what's wrong with A minus?
Because it should be an A.
All right. So where was he in game 5 against the
in what game?
Game 5 against Atlanta.
I don't know. What do you mean, where was he?
Yeah, he didn't probably have a good was game. Tired. Right. That's my point.
But that's not. But he was. That was not his job. His job was not to be this. You asking this dude to give you 42, 45 minutes. That's what. That's how many minutes he gave him to get the game before that. He did 42 minutes.
A-ball. Oh, what's your bro? That's a good fucking grade.
I'm comfortable with A-.
I don't, people, it shouldn't be an A, but that's them, man. That's not me. I gave him an A. There's no way in the world, man, that was supposed to be here. Your bench player.
You set the bar real low for Derrick Rose.
The man was the sixth man of the year. He was the second runner up to sixth man in the year.
That's fantastic. That's an A-.
Man, I'm just saying.
But you set the bar so low that no matter what he do, he going to be like, to the moon, like I mean,
but he did his job. He did what he was supposed to do, and he did it above and beyond, above and beyond.
What you give him, LB? What you give Derrick Rose, LB?
A-. All right.
I'm good with that. A-. I like that grade.
Yeah,
right. A-, and if maybe you might ask me tomorrow, I might say B+. But A-. Like he was cute.
The people know who this. Listen, man.
Let me tell you why I give him an A-. Being that we judging off the playoffs as well, because of what he did in the playoffs, he get that A-. He might have got an A if they would have won two games and he would have showed up game five. But an A-, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh no, that's where we disagree. I jumped his grade because of what he did in the playoffs.
That's what I think.
If it was just regular season, he might have been in the B's somewhere.
You didn't hear what I said. I grade him too. I'm grading him because of the playoffs.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Next man up, RJ Barrett.
I got to hear this one. This is interesting.
Yeah, I give RJ a B.
Good grade.
Okay. I give him a B+. Just to make 8-ball mad. No, I'm just kidding. I give him a B+. Just because of his age, because of the pressure he has on him. They constantly comparing him to Morant and Zion, and his maturity. Just, I mean, if for him getting to over 40% from three, he puts the work in. So I see a bright future for him. So I'll jump him up to a B+. He's got a lot of work to do though, but I like RJ. What do you give him, LB?
He gets a B.
You give him a B?
He gets a B. Barely.
All right. And our last, not least, our superstar, Julius Randle.
I give him an A-.
Good grade. Perfect grade. I knew that was coming.
All right. Hey, Paul, you're very entertaining today, man.
Because mm-hmm. I'm on point. Y'all don't know what y'all doing, but I know I'm on point.
You're very entertaining today. Julius Randle, I give him an A-, and 85% of that
is, you give Julius an A-.
Yeah, 85% of that grade is regular season.
Derrick Rose is an A-.
Yeah, Derrick Rose A-.
Okay. Derrick Rose showed up in the playoffs.
He sure did.
Julius Randle did. Derrick Rose showed up in the regular season. Julius Randle did.
Mm.
But okay. Think about that one.
No.
Think about that.
Yo, go ahead.
Y'all probably gonna bug out.
Don't be mean.
He gets a B+.
I knew you was gonna say that. That's fair. That's fair.
I'm just, that fucking playoffs makes no fucking sense, bro. Like A-Ball just said.
It makes sense, man. It does make sense. First of all, how could you not? The man was damn near MVP. He was in MVP talk. Two, he's never been to the playoffs. He's never, ever been to the playoffs and has never seen that defense put on his ass like Atlanta did. Ever. So I gotta give him.
Bro, that's not why Julius Randle suffered. He didn't suffer because
of that. That's why he suffered. Every time he touched the ball, they doubled him. As soon as he touched the ball, it was on him.
Bro, okay, listen. Julius Randle, but it wasn't just that. If you analyze Julius Randle's whole playoff series against Atlanta, he just looked timid. He wasn't in it. He didn't want to say,
"God." All right, hold on. Let's pick this up on the other side. All right, so let's put this Julius Randle thing to bed. We finished the first segment. We weren't conclusive on it. I get a man an A-minus because I never seen somebody fall off so fast. And between having a damn near MVP mention to holy crap, they're doubling me. So what was y'all saying?
I was saying he's never seen this type of the double team was I've never seen a game, and I try to watch every Knick game. A game that he got doubled as soon as he touched the ball, they was on him. As soon as he touched it, it was a done deal, and they rattled him.
Yeah, well, you don't think the problem is not that it was just a double team, but there was no help. Like you couldn't even get the points. You couldn't even get the points.
Yeah, I get that. I understand it, but that's what I'm trying to say is like that was the first time he's never been to the playoffs, man. That's why I told you. I remember I said I don't think the Knicks was going to beat Atlanta. I said that. And I said that more so of the fact that because we didn't have no guard. It's different when you're a guard. Look how what's his name? Ice Trey destroyed us. It's hard to double team a guard like that because what he can do, he sees the floor and he can come around. He tries to come around the double team, or he tries to split it, or he pass out of it. Julius is a power forward. It's hard for a power forward to do that.
Yeah, he's only got a little bit of space to work with.
Yeah, he don't get all the space, so it's hard. So you coming at him, you taking him out of the game. So it's easier to double team him and take him out of the game more so than the point guard.
So what is
people say, why didn't y'all double check? You can't if you double team him, you got somebody open. You know what I mean? Julius can't,
The thing with Trae Young, man, after watching him today, they beat Philly. I'm like, this dude has four options when he has the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
You could devastate a team. You could do the floater. You can take the shot. You can throw the pass. Or you can draw the foul. And he's elite at all of that.
Sure.
And he's like, he has just the options at the ready. And it's like, how do you scheme for that? How do you plan for that?
And he can shoot. And he can shoot long range.
So it's kind of crazy. But at the same time, like I said, I got a small beef with Atlanta. Yo, Atlanta's getting a lot of favorable calls, man. Series. And yeah, today there was they called something on Matisse Thybulle, the one that the Philly challenged. Trae came in, he was going to the basket, and he pushed off with his elbow, the forearm push off. Everybody does it.
Bro, so let me ask you a question, though. They're a fifth seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're fifth seed, so for them to get favorable calls, like what's the cause? What's the reason for them to get these calls that you're talking about? I don't think so. I just think that I don't know. I don't think they're getting favorable calls.
Oh, they're getting favorable calls, bro. You gotta watch these games. Like the one, like I'm saying, the one they challenged today, Trae Young clearly pushed off with his forearm. And then he went up and he put the ball up. Thybulle went straight up and never touched him never made contact on the way down.
But they reviewed it.
They reviewed it and still gave homeboy the call. Still gave Trae.
But I understood why. I understood why when they reviewed it and what they said made sense.
What?
They said he wasn't in a defensive stance. Like he wasn't set to be playing defense. He was still moving when Trae went to take the shot. So if he wasn't in a defensive stance, that's why it was still a foul. He was still moving.
Right. How you not move if the man driving to the basket?
But that's what I'm saying. But he shot the ball. That's the trick.
No, he pushed off for space. Then he shot the ball.
Yeah, LeBron, but that, he, it was all in the same time. Motion. That's what the dude said. They showed it.
Yeah.
I understand LeBron everybody.
LeBron do it all the time.
Yeah, if you're not in defensive stance, they're gonna call a foul. So if you're running with me, because you don't know when I'm gonna shoot the ball. So if you're running right next to me, that's oh shit. Just look at James Harden. He do that shit all the time. Harden is known for that.
Let me tell you, the funny thing about that, Harden's like at number one at free throw attempts. I think Trae Young is like number two or three.
Right. Hey, that's another thing. What happened? Did they say what's going on with him?
James Harden?
They just said hamstring pull.
They said he's not going to play the next game.
We're not sure about the next game.
No, I think it came in. He's him and Jeff Green is out for the next game.
Really?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, they're gonna lose that now. They're gonna lose that game.
No. Shit, they won yesterday.
No, but they weren't prepared for that. Now they prepared for James Harden not to play. They didn't know. I mean, it's a different. It's a different end game. Like, it's stuff that you like, you have a game plan. Like, you know, right. Like just now that when we do AAU, you have a game plan. So you when you do your game plan, and you planning your game plan is with Harden it when he's gone. I mean, you should they should have won, but they didn't adjust well, and you know. But now they know he ain't gonna play. Different ball game.
See, but like I was telling LB off cam, yo, y'all act like Brooklyn's not good enough. Like they're really missing Harden. This team went into the season with KD and Kyrie, and that and honestly, that was enough to go all the way and take the East. That was enough because they added on Blake and all the other shit. All that, you know, add all that.
But you know, I'm sorry to cut you off real quick, John. You know why you say that? Yeah, you got to think about it like this. Before they got Harden, right, they had that team, and they were saying that they could do what they could do. But you got to understand, that's when they had LaVert and Jared Allen. They don't have LaVert and Jared Allen now. You got to take that into point.
Yeah, there's
no LaVert. There's no Jared Allen.
But you got the emergence of what's that dreadheaded center they got?
Emergence and emergence in there is different.
Jordan, they had him. They had
it's not Jared Allen.
No, it's not Jared Allen, but it's not like they missing him.
And LaVert is 20.
He lighting the ass.
They not missing him either. Which one of them players they missing? Brooklyn's missing Gerald.
They not missing LaVert?
No, they not missing dude.
LaVert don't play for Brooklyn.
They missing him? Like, are they we wish we had LaVert right now.
No. You're missing my – what I'm saying is this. If they didn't make the trade for Harden, they will still have LaVert and Jared Allen.
Yeah.
So if LaVert got hurt and they didn't have James Harden, then, yes, you're missing LaVert. You're missing 20 points a game, bro. That's 20.
You would be. But I'm just saying they got Harden. So it's like – without Harden, okay, I see what you're saying. So it's not just Harden. It'd be Harden, Allen, and LaVert.
Yes, that's
what I got you. But still, with Harris, remember, you got Harris, you got Shamet, you got this kid Mike James is nice. You got all these players.
With that. But you're not beating Milwaukee with that, bro.
Why not? Take KD got another level he ain't showed you yet.
Giannis can guard KD.
Sure could.
I think Giannis could guard KD.
And what, Drew going to guard Kyrie and then Milwaukee. So they need Harden. They need Harden to beat.
But then you got, I mean, that, it makes it a little bit even because then who's going to guard the, what's the number two scorer from Milwaukee?
Middleton.
They don't got nobody for him.
I don't think it's the defense, A-ball. I just think it's more of the offense.
What I'm trying to say is without Harden, they match up well with the Nets. That's all I'm trying to say is so they can beat them with that record. Harden, Durant and Giannis cancel out each other, right?
Okay.
Next up, you got Kyrie. So with Kyrie, you still have the center. What's the center that shoot the threes for the Milwaukee?
Brooke Lopez.
You got Lopez who keeps the floor open. You got Middleton. And you got the point guard.
Holiday.
And all they got really left after that is Kyrie and Joe Harris. And Joe Harris is iffy, and you can pick and roll his ass and destroy him on defense because he plays no D.
Yeah, he don't play D. You're right. He doesn't play
no D. So if it's all about a game plan.
But he makes up with that 3-point shooting. He makes up with that 3-point shooting.
Who you got after that? Jeff Green ain't playing.
No, he's out tomorrow. He's out for the next game.
So that's what I mean.
He's key. Missing him is key.
So now who you got a center? You got let's say, you got a small, like you got the dude with the dreads. Now you could put the center in the post. And he would dominate that little bastard.
True. Well, I believe that Brooklyn can beat them, but it's gonna be harder without Harden. It's going to be harder when I harden.
It's going to make it harder.
It's going to be harder. I think they can do it, but they have a better chance for Harden. I think they have a better chance if it was Harden and KD and Kyrie Irving was in there, or Harden and Irving and KD was hurt.
Watch the difference of how they play now that they know James Harden ain't playing. Watch and see.
It's a big difference because Harden gets everybody involved. He's a point guard.
They're going to change their whole philosophy.
Yeah, but I agree. Knowing changes everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I got something I wanted to talk about too. And this is I'm gonna just touch on this quick. I watched the Clippers beat Dallas today, right? Mm. Where do you stand? Real quick. Where do y'all stand on the jersey swaps? Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
No problem with it, right?
It don't bother me.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, right? No problem. No. All right. I saw Paul George take the jersey off and give it to Luka. Right? And that first thing in your mind is like, oh, that, you know, that's cool. I'm like, man, if I was Luka, I'd throw that shit back. Now, no disrespect.
Luka probably wanted it. He ain't just gonna give it to him and say, here my jersey. Luka probably asked for it.
He ain't give him his.
Gave him
his
jersey.
He might not have asked for his.
Paul George.
I find it weird because like Paul George is 31. I'ma see you next season. You know what I'm saying? I'ma see you going forward. It's not like you getting ready to retire or nothing like that. You're not no all-time great. You know what I mean? Like you ain't really done nothing yet. And it's like All this jersey means is you beat me today.
Yeah, but remember this though. You don't know that Paul George could have been his favorite player. We don't know.
I don't know. That's true.
It might be a backstory to that. That might have been his favorite player growing up. You know, he's only 22.
Devin Booker signed LeBron jersey.
Who that? Who's talking?
Big issue.
I think you know what it is though. I think it's all respect because. It's respect. Ain't nothing but respect when a younger guy like Luka's a second year player. He grew up watching Paul George.
Yeah, none
of these guys grew up watching Carmelo Anthony. Like, let me tell you something. If I asked for Michael Jordan's jersey and Michael Jordan said no problem, my nigga, I'm probably gonna pass out.
Sorry, but Michael, that's Mike. You get it when you can get it. Kobe, you get it when you can get it. Dwayne Wade did his farewell tour. You get that jersey. You do not let him go without getting that jersey. But PG, you just beat me in it.
Huh? But listen, everybody has a personal favorite. You like Frank.
No,
if Frank said, yo, John, here go my jersey. John is taking it.
I told you, I fired Frank. I fired Frank after Trey went around him. But I guess I see what you. But it looked weird to me, man. When I was watching, I'm like, "Yo, you a rival, bro? Like you ain't in the way."
Nah, they gave him. They all gave that cat. Luka's a baller, bro.
And then when I didn't see him give one back, I'm like, I don't know, man. That's weird.
Everybody got favorites.
Okay.
I like Paul George. I like his game. I think he's good. I think he don't show up in the playoffs, but I like Paul George's game. That's just me as a basketball fan. I like Paul George. But Luka probably grew up watching the Indiana Pacers. You don't know what that boy did overseas.
That's true. I'm going to fall back. You know? But I just thought it looked strange on TV. I'm like, man.
Did y'all see that the going to other tangent that we were going to talk about? Anyway, Miles will jump to that because it is getting late. That they're talking about the Knicks is looking at Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh, I saw that too.
I would do that though.
I would too.
Even though I don't like him because he always talks shit about us, but if they could get your Dinwiddie, remind me of Kyrie, bro.
LB, I'm gonna just ask you this: if the Knicks win the championship one day, right? Let's say the next couple of years, whatever. Do you see Dinwiddie as the starting point guard, or could he be the starting point guard on that team?
Yeah, I could see him.
So you think he'd be a starting point guard on a championship Knicks team? He could be.
He could be.
I think Dinwiddie could start on any team.
Bro, look what he did for the Nets.
Maybe I forgot about him, but I got to make sure his leg is right.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Well, I would do it. I would.
No, you know what, A-Ball? He didn't start with the Nets.
Who didn't start?
D'Angelo Russell started.
No. When Kyrie was hurt?
You're right.
He started. He carried him. That's the year when he was making the All-Star team.
No. Then when he balled out. He balled.
You think he still got that in him after the injury?
Yeah.
He's 28. Yeah. What is he, 27, 26?
27, 20, yeah.
That nigga was, I'm telling you, the nigga was looking like Kyrie out there, putting it between the
Don't be shocked if LeBron don't try to request to try to get him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. Yeah.
Don't be shocked. Dinwiddie, he better than Schroeder.
He did show better than Schroeder.
He better than Schroeder.
Because that was the year he was going to make, they said he was going to make the All-Star team. I think he got hurt, right?
I don't know how he didn't make it, A-Ball.
Yeah, he should be. I think he got hurt. He got hurt.
And he's like 6'6", right?
He's a big guard, yeah.
Yeah, he's like 6'6", or something like that.
I think 6'4". I think 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, it was a fucking problem. He was a problem. Like, look at this nigga. He was a problem. He was giving it to everybody.
Everybody.
And I hate the fucking match. Everybody was he was giving it to us. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, I think that whole time, what's the name, was hurt. He might have averaged like 24, 25 a game.
He sure did. He was busting niggas ass.
Damn LeVert, D'Angelo Russell, they was pulling over there.
So you think we should kick the tires on Spencer Dinwiddie?
I'll try to get him.
I will see what's up. Yeah. I will make a call.
All right. I'm gonna give you the rumors of the week so far. I know everybody's on edge about these rumors. They want to talk about rumors, but I'm gonna run through these quick. I ain't gonna spend too much time on it. There's a rumor about Kendrick Nunn. What you think about Kendrick Nunn?
I'm not
interested in this.
Me neither. There's a rumor about Doug McDermott. What you think about him?
We've been there, done that.
But he's better now.
Been there, done that.
Okay. I can see them wanting the style of basketball he plays. That's what they're trying to do because Bullock doesn't run around like he.
I don't know why nobody.
He's more of like cut out of the Kyle Korver cloth. Like he likes to run around.
Why nobody trying to sign Kyle Korver?
I don't know. Maybe he's old.
That's crazy, right?
Well, he's already signed.
No, he's not on no team.
He's a free agent.
Who is
Korver? He's not on no
team. Oh yeah. He don't play defense, man. They, you know, he's old.
McDermott can't play no D either, but he on a team. He's just younger.
But remember, Kyle Korver wasn't shooting that great either. Last we checked, he wasn't shooting that great.
You know the funny shit? When you say Kyle Korver wasn't shooting that great, he was probably shooting 37%. That's not.
I don't know what it was, but from whatever he was doing, wherever he was at, he wasn't performing well.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, he wasn't doing well. So.
All right, what y'all think about the Lillard rumors?
I think he's too dedicated to Portland.
Right.
It could happen. It could happen, though.
Okay. Let me see if I have it up. There was a trade that I wanted to run by y'all. It's the only trade that gave me pause about Damian Lillard. But while I look it up, what would you guys spend on him? Like, what would you give up?
if we're Portland.
If you're the Knicks, what would you spend to bring him over?
Well, depends on what Portland. First of all, it's what Portland wants. Because they're giving us Lillard. It's not what we give them. It's what Portland wants. Right?
Right.
Okay, so you're Portland. John, you're Portland. I'm the Knicks. Let's make believe. Hey, John, how you doing?
How you doing? What's up?
Yo, man, I heard Lillard's not happy. Let's talk. You listening?
I'm listening. Go ahead. So
I want Lillard. What you asking for? But before you even say, listen. If RJ is on the table, and depending how nice you talk to me, maybe.
Hold on. You know what? I found the trade. Matter of fact, we'll do this here. Okay. I'm gonna put this trade on the table. You are the Knicks. A-Ball, you are the Knicks. All right? And LB, you are the Knicks. The Blazers want Mitchell Robinson, Emmanuel Quickly, Kevin Knox, Frank Ntilikina, both of Dallas's first-round picks, your first-round pick this year, and a 2024 first-round pick for Damian Lillard.
I'd do it.
I think I may do it.
Horton wouldn't be.
I was saying no to every other one I saw. When I saw this one, I was like,
say it again. Oh. Say that one. Say it one more time.
You want it again? All right. Mitchell Robinson.
Mitch.
Emmanuel Quickly.
Bye.
Kevin Knox.
Bye.
Frank Ntilikina.
Bye-bye.
Both Dallas first-round picks.
For
maybe. 21 and 23. 2021-2023. Our 2021 first-round pick.
What is Portland giving? What are you giving?
All you're getting is Lillard.
And how many picks are you getting back in return?
None. You're getting Damian Lillard. That's it.
No, I'm saying how many picks the Knicks is giving?
Oh, we're giving our two first rounders for this year. Our Dallas pick from 2023 and our 2024 first round pick.
So
four first round picks and 4 players.
If you throw on Carmelo, we got a deal.
I was thinking that too. I was like, not Carmelo, not if necessarily you, Carmelo. I want Covington.
I'll take that center.
Who?
Who?
I'll take the center.
Who?
Vucevic, whatever his name is.
No, Nurkic? No, they ain't giving you Nurkic. You ain't getting Nurkic.
I would take him. That's why he would kill in the East.
But they're not gonna give you that because they could get more for him somewhere else than just throwing him into this trade.
You have
I heard a trade with him and CJ McCollum to the Knicks for something like that, but I don't think Portland would do that trade.
I'm not interested in CJ.
I know
CJ can put up. I know he's a bucket getter, but
if you get a chance to get him, you wouldn't get him.
It depends what I got to give up. I don't like him under Tibbs though. I don't know. I'll stay with. I don't know.
Hey GM, let's say this. Let's play pretend. Let's play make believe. Yo, I want CJ. Hey, go. You can take Obi and Mitch for CJ. No or yes? And a second, Obi and Mitch.
Who's that, to John?
To the Knicks?
Yeah, to the Knicks.
I'm the Knicks?
For CJ. Obi and Mitch for CJ.
I guess you'd have to say yes. I guess you say yes.
You could put
straight up like that?
Straight up.
What see, the thing with Lillard and CJ, how much of that salary cap that we have are they going to eat up?
One of them is going somewhere.
You know what I mean? Like, you bring in Lillard for all those players, but none of them on big contracts. So your salary cap goes down by this dude's fitting to make over $40 million a year. We got $50 million in cap space. So it's just going to be him and like one other dude or two other dudes making $5 million or less. So
I'm talking about who? The Knicks?
Lillard to the Knicks. You know what I mean?
But one thing we got money.
Not if you're bringing Lillard, you don't.
No, why not? Why would we not?
It won't count against his salary. We absorb his salary into our cap to make those trades.
I heard somebody was talking about how that works, but some way it doesn't affect. They won't have as much money, but they would still have money. It wouldn't be like
not that much.
What show was it?
I know if you resign them, you can go over the cap for resigning your own players. But
they could do a sign and trade too. So I mean, they can't because he already
signed. Who makes that kind of money?
He's already signed. That's what I'm saying. He's signed already. So
I'm
telling you. You know why I like CJ? Because CJ could play the point in the two.
Well, somebody's going. I think from what I'm hearing, they're talking about CJ in the center. They're trying to package them at the deal with somebody. So.
Well, you better get another. They better get another center back in return.
Yeah.
That's why I can see the Knicks doing the package for them. That's what I was saying.
That's the package
I would do with the Knicks.
Yo, Mitchell Robinson, they can take Mitch, Kevin Knox, Frank, and a pick. Give me that center like A Ball said and CJ. We got a deal.
That's the room I heard. It was the Knicks. Looking at that pick somewhere.
Obi, Mitch, Kevin, Frank, and a pick. Give me CJ and Nurkic.
They might want two picks. I'll give them one of Dallas's. and I give him our we got three, so I would give him two of Dallas. I'll give him two.
Yeah, I would too. I would do that.
So that's the room I heard. So, but that's a trade I would make. Oh man, I would make.
And
that
then you still, and then you still have some money. We could still make a sign for another veteran point guard.
Oh, well, we don't. Wait, y'all keep forgetting though. But y'all keep forgetting. Did you see what what's the dude? What's that old point guard we had that was from Europe? What was his name?
Vildoza.
Pablo
Prigioni.
Yeah, what he said about how the Knicks, New York is going to love Luka.
Yeah,
he said he's a problem.
From the same hometown, they're gonna say that, bro.
I'm just saying, nah, bro.
I got a good feeling about him, though.
Everybody keeps.
I don't think he's gonna start, but I got a good feeling about him.
I don't know, bro. I watched the video, but let's see. We'll see.
Yeah,
time will tell.
And we'll leave it off as that.
You're right. I agree with you. Time will tell.
Got me looking forward to summer league anyway. But anyway, that's what we got for you this week. We might have to slow some shows down due to the end of the season.
Real quick, I just want to say the Lakers lost. I just want to throw that out there. Congratulations to CP3. He's my MVP. He's definitely my MVP. They made the second round, man. Why CP3 ain't getting no votes? That's bullshit. But
votes for what?
Votes for what?
For MVP.
That came out of it?
Nah, but I'm saying he didn't even get nominated, man. He's not even the finalist.
Oh.
Who's the finalist?
Joker, Embiid, and Steph.
Steph?
Steph can't get it, man. Steph can't get it. The system will crash if Steph get it.
He's not going to get it. He's not going to get it, but he's a finalist. I think that's bullshit.
Okay, that's fair enough. They love Steph.
They love Steph.
CP3 got his team as a second best record, and he's not even considered.
We already know who's getting it.
They played against the Lakers. He was hurt every game they lost. And when he played, they won.
Yeah.
We know who's getting it. It don't matter anyway. We already know who's going to get it.
Yeah. All right.
All right, everybody.
All right.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Go Knicks.
All right. Peace. Hey, what's going on, people? It's 8-Ball, man. Just wanted to say you've been listening to the Knicks Finest Podcast in partnership with the Behind the Bench Podcast Networks. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to comment, subscribe, share, and give a 5-star rating. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at NYKnicksFinest and drop us a message on our website link in the description. You can also join our Facebook group, which is called the Knicks Finest Podcast. You can reach me, 8-Ball, on Twitter at @TheKnicksFinest_BTBN. We'll love to hear from you, so feel free to join the conversation. Once again, thank you for supporting the Knicks Finest Podcast. Just three OGs talking